Go.
Get the money, get the money.
Cause it goes down in the night. Don't matter by the time, bitch, I'm down for the fight. Yeah, bitch, I'm down for the fight. I can see it in your eyes. You're not down for the life. Yeah, it go down in the night. Finna have a celebration. We gon' drown in the pints. Yeah, we gon' drown in the pints. Finna have a celebration. Get the brown with the ice. They gon' really move if I say so. Get into the money, gotta lay low. Rest in peace, my dog, he got a halo. I'm thinking about my dog, he got a halo. It go down in the night. Don't matter about the time, bitch, I'm down for the fight. See it in your eyes, you're not down for the life. Pull for my nigga, we gon' drown in them pints. Yeah. So 4-5 with a tick. Keep by my side, got a lot to protect. See too many die on the grind for the check. I won't let them put me on, I won't let them see me stressed, no. Rubber band of money, put it in the safe. Big designer shoes as it come from space. Been working since the morning and it's getting late. Road running for the money, I've been driving state to state. Yeah, hope they know that I'm on it. Nigga acting funny, cut them off when I want it. Yeah, she gon' call when she horny. If I lose it all, she gon' leave me all lonely. Yeah, cause she not built for the life. I'm about to double cup and fill it up with the Sprite. Buying out the store, don't care about the price. And I put that on my niggas, I'ma drown in the pints. Cause it go down in the night. Don't matter by the time, bitch, I'm down for the fight. Yeah, bitch, I'm down for the fight. I can see it in your eyes. You're not down for the life. Yeah.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. You tuned in to Mez Drinks to Chill. That was the homie Ciroc from the DMV. We got a DMV homie in the building too. Paige, what up?
Yes, sir. 757.
What's going on? What's that, VA?
What's up? Yes.
How you like? Why you out here though? You fuck with Charlotte heavy?
You know what? I'm still trying to explore a little bit more, but so far, yeah. So good.
How long you been out here?
Ooh, 7 months so far.
Oh, you really fresh out here.
Oh, I'm fresh out.
Hold up, you only 7 months in and you shaking up the scene that quick?
We can talk about that.
Speaking of the scene, I don't know if you peeped the wordplay.
Ah,
NC on scene.
Yes.
Speak about it. Like what's that about? What's Ooh, NC on
what
scene?
You want to know.
I want to know everything about it because we don't know much about you. You just popped up on the scene in Charlotte and shook it up like quick.
So NC On Scene is really just a networking hub that helps you communicate, get paid, helps you with your brand, whatever you want it to be.
Everything.
That's really what it is. It's just a one-stop shop. You want to talk your way into some money? I got you. You want event management? I got you. You need some graphic design, a logo? You need some resources? I'm a wealth of them. Like, what's up?
And you're very supportive. Like,
absolutely.
I just be on her page and then I see some of my shit just reposted. Uh-huh. I'm like, and then you don't even know. Like, yo, that's dope. Like, just out the blue. And it's rare that you just have somebody just keep supporting you for no reason. Mm-hmm. Like, not like I'll say no reason, but you know, but most people just don't support you out the blue, especially if they don't know you.
Right.
So I do want to say, thank you for that too.
Of course.
Like, Mez Drinks and Chill, we appreciate you here. You got a platform here. Anytime you want to pull up and talk about anything, whether you want to talk shit, you got something to promote.
Absolutely.
You got an artist or anybody you want to bring up here.
Yeah.
Anything.
For sure.
It's open for you.
I'll hold you to that. Thank you.
For sure.
We'll do.
I don't say nothing I don't mean.
All right. I'm with it.
All right. So you definitely are bringing creatives together.
Yeah.
Like Deja from Deja's Diary.
Deja's Diary.
Yeah. She was
this
been
is
on,
dope.
Yeah, she is. And
yes.
I found her through your page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
see,
I was just going through your page.
We connecting.
Facts.
Connected
That's why
people.
I'm like, yo, I got to bring you on here.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going through your peoples. I'm seeing all these creatives that are in, like, literally around Charlotte, but I've never seen them before, never met them before.
Yeah.
Like, the thing about Charlotte is, Charlotte is very cliquish.
Really?
Very, like, so.
Okay.
Like, I'll be in the same scenes, like, just bouncing around, and it's always the same group of people.
Mm.
So when you're posting certain people, I'm like, wait a minute, this person's in Charlotte, like, literally right under my nose, and I've never crossed paths with them. So I just clicked on a few of the people that you posted, and I was like, let me send them a message and see if they want to pop up on the – because I love cross-promoting.
Right, right.
That's how you grow your brand. That's one of the ways you grow a brand. So I reached out to Deja and a couple other people, and Deja hit me back like maybe like a week later, and, like, and she pulled up, and we did an episode.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, Deja – she was supposed to be here last week. We had to reschedule.
Oh, yeah.
She was supposed to be last week.
Right.
She was going to pop up on the scene, but she couldn't make it this week, so shout out to Deja, though. I definitely
absolutely
appreciate that.
Deja's Diary. Please go find her on Instagram, find her on YouTube. Her stuff is super funny but informational. She's really dope.
Facts. Now, what makes you start a page or like just a community like that?
So when I first moved to Charlotte a few months ago, I got put on to Charlotte Agenda, Charlotte Five, Charlotte Cheap, all these things that were showing you where to go, where to eat, things like that. And I may have been ignorant to the fact that I guess I didn't really do all of my research because NC On Scene was born out of straight impulse.
Really?
Absolutely. But
it seems so calculated.
Not at all. It's not at all. So I really just have I know where my strengths are, and I'm really good at just talking to people and networking and being just a wealth of resources for almost anything that people need.
Right.
And my corporate job is working as a corporate development coach, where I just talk to people about I shouldn't say talk to people. Oh, my God. I coach people. Let me say it the PC way.
Right.
I coach people to a growth mindset around personal and professional development.
Mm.
But at the same time, I feel like people need that outside of just the workplace. I think you need people who are going to support you. I think people need to have a growth mindset around saying hi or just supporting somebody. Like, for example, when I saw your podcast, it takes 2 seconds to repost.
Yeah.
That's it. It takes 2 seconds to double tap into like. It takes 2 seconds to comment.
Facts.
And so I guess I just wanted to spread this contagious energy that people would really understand.
It's
and
so
be like,
contagious.
Yo, like, oh, like, that shit is really dope. Like, who is this? I'm about to click on them. Or, she just interviewed this person. Like, what all's going on? So, of course, COVID put a halt on some things, but I've been really blessed during this time to kind of step back and be more intentional with NC On Scene. So we got a lot of stuff that's coming up.
Yeah, COVID fucked up a couple of things. Y'all were supposed to have a networking event or something, right?
Yes. So alongside Jet Endeavor Co., who is one of my coworkers, but he has a fashion line that's coming out. He's just a lifestyle brand with so much that's coming.
Is he on Instagram?
Yes, he is.
What is his name?
Jet Endeavor Co.
Okay.
Jet X Endeavor Co. But we were going to do an event together, which was going to be the first event for NC On Scene, which was just going to be a networking, let's have fun, let's get lit, it was going to be open bar, free food. I was going to have a panel discussion with all these different people about their networks.
Oh, we were pulling up.
How they started.
I had every intention to pull up for that.
Absolutely. And it was funny because it actually sold out in a few days, and that was 50 seats. And it was going to be at Social Status. And if you've ever been to Social Status, it's not really the biggest venue, but the store is just dope. In general. So I reached out to the girl and I was like, hey, is there any way you can just open it up a little bit more? Because I have all these people who were DMing me
50
saying,
50 isn't
like,
big enough. For
it wasn't. It wasn't. But I was really great. I didn't even know what to expect. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to shoot the shit and just post this and see if people fuck with it.
Yeah.
So they did in a few days. It was sold out. And I was like, yo, do you have more space? She was like, yeah, I can only up it 15 more to 75 and 15. Man.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, yeah. 75. Yeah. So I was like, okay, like whatever.
No, 50, 65. My bad.
Look, whatever.
That's
20.
The alcohol.
Listen.
Shout out to Crown Apple. We've been drinking before we started recording.
Y'all, give me a calculator, please.
No, 65.
But but anyway, she's like, yeah, I can up it to 75. So that sold out in a few hours. And so I was like, wow. Like, okay, people are really getting what we're doing. And I don't even think I know what I'm doing with it. So. Had COVID not happened, my goal was to have an event every single month, and I'd already plotted it out and planned it. But since COVID happened, I don't really see it as kind of a setback. I'm building so much stuff, y'all. Like, I'm getting a website, I'm getting merch, I started a whole nother business that's on the side. I'm waiting for that to come in and get that going. Like, it's just been a lot
What's the at on Instagram?
At NC On Scene, NCONSCENE.
NC On Scene. Yeah, you got a lot of support. Like, we're going to pull up like 6-7 deep, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely going
to
happen.
And we're going to come through, to support Measurings. I mean, to promote Measurings and Chill.
Absolutely.
So, we had every intention to come through. When it got canceled, I was like, oh,
we
my
was
goodness,
about to
man.
Have. So I had it planned to where we was going to, like.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say what it was. Y'all just got to come through. It was about to be so fun. Open bar,
COVID is
food.
Fucking up everything.
Oh, my God. I was about to have y'all. It was going to be like a party, but with different segments where I forced y'all to talk to one another.
Yeah.
And then I was going to teach y'all something. And then you would go back and kind of have the same conversation again, but in a different way to see if the way that you said it was different in a way.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that, y'all. It was just about to be on some crazy, like.
Yeah. And you need help from me promoting
crazy
it, whatever.
Stuff.
Just throw anything in my DM. Text me. Be like,
absolutely.
Yo, put this up. And I'll do it. Like,
same to you, man. All right,
for sure. Yeah. Now, you got a saying that I always see on your page, and it says, does your net work? Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Explain that.
So does your network. So it's kind of a play on words. So You have, of course, networking, which is interacting with people to build a relationship, to kind of experience yourself or maybe experience yourself. Oh, my God, this crown is crazy.
Shout out to Mez Recent Chill. That's what happens. When you come on Mez Recent Chill, you're going to drink, you're going to fuck up. Trust me.
We're going to have a good time with it, though.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens when we
Does your network?
Yeah, does your network.
Yes. So networking, we all know what the definition of that is. Yeah. But it's really just asking yourself, like, does your net, does the people that are in your circle, does the people that are your audience or your followers or your engagement, whatever that looks like to you,
yeah.
Is that really working for you? Flat out. Is it making you money? Is it... just in general, like, is it working for you? Are you really taking advantage of those opportunities, whatever that they look like?
Yeah.
And I've kind of shifted to, of course, there's different slogans and sayings that I've been associating with NC on scene, but does your network, network is your net worth.
Exactly.
There's just so much that we can
networking
discuss
is so
about
important.
That.
Like,
that's
so
how
important.
I've been able to grow NC on scene so fast in such a short amount of time.
Facts, yeah.
So, it's been cool. I made a post the other day about the website I was working on and some of the stuff I had got in regards to the merch. And everyone was like, yo, hurry up and drop this so I can get one. And I'm like doing math, like, wait, that was 15 people. If I do this much. Oh, my God. So more to come, y'all. Just stay tuned. I can't give it all away right now, but it's going to really be dope.
Nah, it's going to pop. Like, I already seen from that first networking event you were going to throw, the buzz that was around it, and people would just hit me up like, yo, I see y'all been going back and forth supporting each other, like, who is this? I'm like, bro, to be honest with you, I never even met her.
I don't know, but we in there.
I'm like, well, I don't know her personally, but we in there. Like,
you know what, during COVID-19, real quick, I actually met with a marketing strategist via phone. She's in Atlanta, really dope, this black woman. Her name is Audrea Richmond. And I paid my little $150 for 30 minutes because she's just amazing. And she was
so
really
you weren't
saying,
afraid to pay for somebody.
Absolutely not.
Please say that again, because so many people be fucking, they want shit for free.
No. I gotta, sometimes you really have to pay to play for real.
Yes, man.
You really do. And I think that because I'm selfish about me and I'm confident in my abilities, I'm okay to humble myself to ask for help.
Yeah, facts.
Or to pay whatever somebody's price is to get help and to seek guidance. And I was telling her, she was telling me, yo, like, NC on C needs to be a personal brand for Paige. You're like hiding behind like this business of what you have, but nobody knows who you are.
Exactly.
And that's cool and all. And I agree with her. I do. I think I just, what I wanted to do was just, I wanted people to follow the page for what it was, not because you saw me behind it. So,
but that works though. Like,
I'm working on that for
right now. A couple places, like, I don't know who the person is. Some people, of course, a lot of people know who they are, but I don't know who they are, and I just look at it as a brand. Mm-hmm. Like, the same thing, like, when I asked you to come on a podcast, usually anybody I bring on a podcast, like, I can do some sort of research on them. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, I don't know shit about Paige.
Perfect. Like, that's how I want it.
Yeah, but ain't nothing wrong with that though. I had no clue anything about you. Like, I'm sitting here researching, trying to find. I even hit you and said that. Like, yo, no, I don't know anything about you. Like,
y'all, let me tell y'all a quick story about Mez and I, right? So he was hitting me up, like, yo, you got to come on the pod, blah, 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 blah. He was like, is there anything that you want to talk about? And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, this your pod. I'll talk about whatever. And he was like, okay, well, he knows where I'm going with this. He was like, okay, I mean, you should probably put a post out, you know, saying, like, you know, what people want to know. So, of course, what I do, go on my story and put a post like, yo, if we were to go on a podcast, what would y'all want to know?
Exactly.
So,
because I had no idea to talk about, like, and I usually have topics based on who I'm talking to because I get a feel for them. I'm like, I know they might touch on this topic because I want anybody who come on here to be comfortable with what we're talking about. But
facts.
So what I did was I was like, yo, you know what? I'm going to have a couple questions that, you know, we'll get to know Paige a little better.
Okay.
Nobody knows anything about
that's
fine. You. Nobody in the city. And it makes sense now because you're only 7 months in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's damn near, COVID was like 4 or 5 months of the whole 7 months you've been
here. We started in January.
That's crazy.
I started posting in January. I actually started it when I was at work. I just had this idea, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go on Canva, make this logo, make this page.
Shout out to the people at work coming up with they,
absolutely,
with they stuff on the side. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I just started it, and I was like, So.
All right, so you want to start with overrated, underrated, or do you want to start with finish the sentence? I want to see how you want to go.
Whatever you want to do.
All right, so let's go with finish the sentence.
Okay. All right. Jesus. All right, go ahead. I'm with it.
All right. So you, I hate when people
lie. Yes,
lying is so whack, yo.
I hate when people lie.
Yo, like, just be honest. Like, just, the truth is always gonna come out. Like,
I'm a super objective, non-judgmental person. You can say anything, and I'll probably be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm the same way. Like, I accept people for who they are. That way, I know who you are. Like,
right, and that's my choice whether I want to fuck with it or not. But at least you was you, and I will accept and respect the fact that you was honest in that. And whether I choose to fuck with that or stay around is up to me. But other than that,
and even me, like, if like there's a saying, like, I'd rather you love me for who I am than. No, I'd rather you hate me for who I am than love me for who I'm not.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. Yeah. Like, so you hate when people lie.
Hate it.
If I could see anybody perform, dead or alive, it would be?
Ooh, perform.
Yeah.
Dead or alive, who would I want to see perform? I've already seen him, but I'm going to say it again. I haven't been to too many concerts. I'm going to say D'Angelo.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Wale yet, though. I really like
Wale.
Yeah. Oh, I have seen Wale.
I'm about to say, you from the DMV?
Wow, you seen Corona.
Yeah, and alcohol.
Alcohol.
Yo, shout out to alcohol. All my guests come on.
Y'all, I just want y'all to know, I meant to say Crown Royal, and I said Corona. Anyway, no, but I would absolutely love to see D'Angelo and Wale again, for sure.
Yeah?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen D'Angelo. I've seen Wale in the mall. Matter of fact, when I was in Pentagon one time, I'm sure you're familiar with Pentagon. Mm-hmm. He was literally, we walked DC. In at the same time. Uh-huh. Yeah. And this is right when he was blowing up, though. So it wasn't nobody mobbing him or rushing him. He was just walking by.
Yeah.
All right. So one word to describe myself is?
Ineffable. Ineffable means you can't be described. I probably can be described, but I feel like because I feel like I'm a jack of all trades, a master of none, I feel like sometimes it gets hard for me, even myself, to kind of pinpoint that one thing that just gets me.
Like, right.
Just going, I'll probably say ineffable, but I'm really not that hard of a person to really, like, understand.
Yeah.
But I've kind of proven that. I'm just super private. Yeah. I like to stay in my shell. So I'll say ineffable.
Are you an introvert?
Ugh. You know what? If you ask me, I would say yes. If you ask anybody else who knows me, they would say hell no. So,
is it one of those things where, like, when somebody gets to know you, you're open with them? Like, if you're in a room full of people, are you the outspoken, loud, or do you just?
I don't like I don't like attention.
I'm the same at all.
I'd rather. I went to school to be in politics, and I wanted to be the person who was behind the main person.
Me too.
So I wanted to be the person who was like, "Hey, say this, do this, do this."
Yeah.
But I don't want to be the one to do it. But exactly. I'm advising you on how to do that.
When's your birthday?
September. I'm a Virgo.
Virgo, all right. Mm-hmm.
We're perfectionists. We're very just.
September what? My sister's the 10th.
I'm the 2nd.
The 2nd, all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if I could spend one day with anyone in this world, who would it be? Just a whole day you could spend with whoever you want, like anybody on this planet.
Who would I want to spend time with?
Spend one day with them.
This is probably going to be a cliche answer, but I would really want to say Michelle or Barack Obama.
Why?
I'm just interested to just see, like, what they do on the day-to-day. I think that I've seen just so much of them just in politics and, oh, yeah, we've got to do this. And I support it completely.
Yeah.
I just want to see, like, just the human part. Like, I want to see, like, Michelle and Obama get mad at their kids or something. Or, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think that they're really cool. Of course, there's more to their coolness, but
yeah,
off the top, I think that would be who for now.
If I could go back 5 years and give myself one word of advice, what would it be?
Ooh, 5 years ago.
5 years ago, you go back. What would you tell yourself? Like
one word of advice?
Yeah.
Patience.
Patience?
Mm-hmm.
You seem patient, though. Like,
I am very patient. I think, though, I am patient to a certain extent, let's be honest, Paige.
Yeah.
I think that when I want something and I have this idea, I have to have it at a certain point. And when I don't have it, I get really hard on myself. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't do it, you failed, whatever the situation is. So I think it's just a matter of be patient. Like, you'll be fine. Like,
what was the lady's name who said for you to that you weren't, like, that you were the face of?
Audrey or Richmond.
Shout out to her. Hopefully he's just answering some of your questions and having her open up.
Yeah.
So let's go off the top. Like, what's your favorite cartoon?
Ooh.
Growing up.
Ooh. I liked Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold?
I really got into anime too, so I love me some One Punch Man, some Parasite.
I have no idea anything about anime.
Some Dragon Ball Super, Dragon
really?
Ball Z.
I don't know anything about that.
Hunter x Hunter is the best anime of all time, by the way, but that's another topic.
I grew up on Looney Tunes, mm-hmm. Darkwing Duck, shit like that. Like,
yeah. Nickelodeon and Disney Channel. I mean,
I didn't have cable growing up.
Oh, okay.
We was flat broke.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah. Everything is cool now, though, so yeah. We got all the channels now.
Look, the come up is real.
Right, that's right. A fact. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Ooh, I would want to fly.
Fly?
I love traveling.
Really?
I love just going different places, experiencing different cultures.
Are you scared of heights?
Because
that would be an issue.
No. I don't think so. No, I don't think I am, no. Nah. I like just being in the clouds, in a plane.
I think I'd want to be invisible. That would be my...
That would be dope, too.
Because I could do anything I want if I could be invisible.
Yeah, like, that's a good one.
You could get on a plane. You could do whatever you want.
What? Look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, I put some thought into this.
You did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Red wine or white wine?
Red wine.
What's your favorite wine?
Sangria.
She really
I'm quick
with
it.
I see.
Come on now.
You like red wine?
I do like a red wine, but I like Moscato, too.
What's the difference in the wines? Like, is there like a buzz feeling? Is there like the effect of it? Like, I know there's a taste difference, obviously, yeah. But like you know how brown liquor, mm-hmm. white liquor, like there's a mm-hmm. difference. Is there? Can you tell the difference between the buzz?
Yes, sangria is more of a berry type of dry feel mm-hmm. in a sense, but it's like a sweet dry type of taste.
I love sangria
to me.
Yeah.
White wine, I think, to me, is more crisp and clean, but sometimes that can be dry too. So,
right.
I really think it just depends on the type of wine that like you get. You can have a dessert wine, which is a red wine, which is very sweet, or you could just have a dry as hell wine,
like a Pinot Grigio, that
something
type
like that. Yeah. Right? Yep. Yeah. So it really just depends on, I think, on the type of wine that you're getting. But I like red wines.
Beer or alcohol?
Wow.
Like liquor, I should say. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Beer or liquor.
Wow.
Or does it depend on what you're doing?
Yeah.
Because to me, it depends. I'm really not big on beer. Like,
yeah.
Because I got to drink a lot of beer for me to feel any type of buzz.
Beer makes me feel super bloated and dehydrated the next day.
Mm.
I don't like dark beers like Guinness and all that stuff. No, you know what? I'm probably going to have to say alcohol because I'm more of a cider girl when it comes to beer.
Really? Like, and see, I'm the opposite. I like the dark liquor.
Mm-mm.
I mean, the dark beer, excuse me.
Beers, like, uh-uh. Yeah.
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 Like, I love that Guinness, that kind of.
Mm-mm. I can't do the dark ones, but I'll do, like, a good little Blue Moon, little Coors. Oh, yeah, I don't taste like water, but, like, whatever.
Yeah. Hip-hop or R&B?
Ugh, don't ask me this one. I'll go with R&B.
Really?
R&B.
Like, if you're going to clean up the house, right, or clean up the crib, you throw on some R&B, hip-hop, or what you doing?
I'll definitely do some R&B.
R&B?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All day. Without a doubt.
Phone calls or texts? Which one do you rather prefer?
Depends on who I'm talking to.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what makes a difference? Like, say it's just like somebody you're interested in dating or something like that. Rather,
I'm open to both of those if they want to text or call me.
Yeah.
I think it just depends on what we're doing at the time. So if I'm busy, I'll text you.
Yeah.
But of course, I'm going to want to hear your voice or see your face or
yeah,
whatever. So, yeah, I think family. I'll call them.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good point. You're right about that. Family,
I think for my family is always a phone call.
Yeah.
The only time we really text is if like we're busy or if it's like, oh, my bad, I got your call, I'll hit you up later.
Right.
But I'm always talking to them either on FaceTime or on the phone.
Social media be really having you feel like you're really in contact with people. Like you ever find out some shit that somebody's going through? You're like, nigga, I talk to you every day, but it's like, no, really, we don't talk about it. We send memes to each other. We send like funny jokes and
that happens.
Yeah,
but, absolutely.
So, family, you rather talk on the phone with?
Family, I would definitely rather talk on the phone with. Friends, my circle is small, but most of the time we just text because it's just a quick like, yo, you good? I'm just checking in.
Yeah.
Type of a thing. But of course, if it's like a long story and you know, need some time. But,
yeah.
Because when me and my friends talk on the phone, it's probably for like an hour or two.
Right.
But if we're texting, if it's like a quick, yo, you good? Then it's just like 5 minutes or so.
Scary movie or comedy?
Comedy all day. I'm the same way. A punk. I'm scared of the dark.
Oh, so you're scared?
Yes.
See, to me, like, I watch scary movies and it doesn't scare me.
Mm-mm.
Like, I literally be sitting there like, come on, man. Nope. Like, so I love comedy.
I will overthink the hell out of a scary movie and not be able to sleep. I can't do it. Mm-mm.
That shit is so mind-boggling to me how people who would just be really be scared of scary movies. I'm like, my nigga, this shit is not real.
I am. Terrified. Really? Yes. Don't let me watch no scary movie. I can't do it. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I fuck with comedy all day. Like, mm-hmm. even, what about stand-up comedy? Do you watch stand-up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite comedian or a couple comedians? Who's three of your favorite comedians right now? Whew. Not of all time, just like right now, who you feeling?
Right now, I used to really love Dave Chappelle.
Yeah,
I like him. I actually really do enjoy him now because he's really on his activist type of a thing. But he makes it funny, but it's real as shit.
Yeah.
So I like him. I'm trying to think of his name. I just watched him on Netflix.
I'll tell you my three until you think.
Wow. Of yeah, go ahead.
So I'll fuck with tell Bill me. Burr.
Bill Burr's, yes.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Patrice O'Neal. He's dead, RIP. Mm-hmm, but he was one of my favorites. And then, of course, Chappelle. Chappelle is one of my favorites right now.
Chappelle is absolutely one of my favorites. I can't think of his name. Wow.
It's all good.
I just watched him on Netflix. It was.
The alcohol does it. Like, that's what. The alcohol is a good thing. It has its pros and its cons.
Y'all gonna make me sit here and
Google it. Google it.
Google what it means.
That's what happens with alcohol. Like, people come on and they'll literally be forgetting stuff or speech be slurred. And
sorry to this man.
Nah, it's all good.
But anyway, Dave Chappelle, I mean, that's the one that rings.
Yeah, his last drink was pretty cool.
I think that's just number one to me for right now. I can't find him, but I'm sure I'll think about him.
Pepsi or Coke?
I don't like soda.
Oh, you don't like soda?
Mm-mm.
That's dope. Mm-mm. But ginger ale?
Only if I'm drinking.
Oh, that's the only time you drink? That's the only time I drink some soda. Crown Apple with tonight.
Yes. If y'all haven't tried it, please get on it.
Yeah, that Crown Apple, that shit is like, I'm drinking it back like it's.
Y'all, like, Mez has never had Crown Apple before. I had to put your boy on.
Yeah, I don't like flavored alcohol. Like, I just. But this shit is, that's why I don't like, because it's dangerous. Like, you just be drinking it back.
It'll
like,
get you.
Yeah, like, I usually like.
I'm a living witness, y'all. Y'all done see, I done said some stuff that don't make no sense up on here, so.
I prefer, like, cognac for the most part, like Henny or Douce. Mm. And I drink it just on ice. I might put a splash or something, but the taste is not something that you could just drink back. So, you slowly drink it, and it, you know, you don't overindulge. But this shit, I'm just taking it back. Like, that first cup, I threw it back. Pause.
You did. Yeah. He was definitely done with it in about a minute. Finished it.
All right. Love or money?
Love.
You'd rather have love than money?
I would.
Really?
I don't know. Wow. These are great questions I've never really asked myself before.
Yeah. We're going to get to know Paige.
I probably will say love, though.
Yeah.
For real. Money's cool. I mean, you need money to live. So I guess, realistically speaking, I would need money for sure. But I think love is more of a concrete, more of a foundation for me.
Yeah.
I guess.
Because money, like I said earlier, we didn't grow up rich. We didn't come. But, and then when you grow older, like when you first start getting money, you're like, yo, I need to get everything that I didn't have.
Yeah.
And then after you get it, you still have that empty feeling like, yo, none of this shit really meant anything.
Yeah.
But I grew up with love. Like I had family, like both my parents, like a community.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can match that. Like love is real. Like of course, when I said love, I didn't mean like a significant other. I'm just talking about just love, period.
I think love to me is very important. I think of course initially I was thinking like, oh, you need money to live, but at the same time I'm like,
not really.
No,
like I've been to third world countries where they seemed happy.
Yeah.
And they didn't have shit. Like you look at them like, yo, what the fuck? Like
we love each other, so we good. We in here. As long as I'm with you, you, and you, we good.
Exactly. So,
love for sure.
Yeah, I think I'd go with love, too, for sure. Not think, I know I would go with love.
Yeah.
All right, would you rather be hot or cold? Like, which one?
Oh, I hate being hot.
Really?
I'd absolutely be cold.
Yeah? I'm the same way.
Because I could bundle up and be fine and make myself warm, but when you hot, you just sit in it.
Yeah, that shit is the worst. You could be butt-ass naked and be hot.
Hot as hell.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the summertime. That's why I always got to be by some water.
I hate the... that was my next question.
Be by some AC.
Was the beach or the pool?
Ooh. I'm going to say the pool. No. I'm sorry. The beach.
The beach.
The beach. Absolutely. Because
the beach, the vibe is just...
Yes.
It's hard to be in a bad mood at the beach.
It's not.
Like, you get on a jet skis. You can...
Do all sorts of stuff at a beach, for sure.
I've never seen nobody in a bad mood at the beach.
No, you don't.
It's a dope.
Either be sleep, chilling, tanning, or just out playing around. Like, it's always a good vibe.
Crazy things. I used to look at people that fall asleep at the beach like, Nick, how the fuck you falling asleep in public like that? Man, recently, what was that? Like a year ago, we were in Mexico in Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, I took the best nap ever.
Really?
Like 2 hours, I was out. I woke up like, yo, did I really just fall asleep on the beach?
Yeah.
But it's a great feeling. Like, you just, the sound of the ocean, the breeze, you just had a couple drinks. And it's just a, it's a dope vibe.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite holiday? We're going to get to know Paige. Like,
wow.
We're digging deep. What's your favorite holiday?
Y'all, I don't be answering these questions for nobody.
Yeah, we're going to find.
Favorite holiday?
Yeah.
My birthday. Come on, that's a holiday.
Oh, that is a fucking holiday.
That's a holiday.
That's a dope fucking answer. I never heard nobody answer that question.
My birthday's a holiday.
It is. Virgos.
Yeah. Nah. I'll probably say Christmas.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Christmas? Golly, I don't know.
Christmas ain't the same, though. It's like, because the weather is really fucking shit up, especially you being from Virginia. Wasn't it cold during
Christmas? Cold as hell. It was, sometimes it would snow, sometimes it would just be cold, sometimes it was just, it really just depends on the year. I don't know. Wow. Me and my family really, so me and my parents were, we lived in Virginia, and all of our family is on the West Coast in California in San Diego, so... had I grown up and lived in San Diego, I think I would have just loved every, probably Thanksgiving the most.
Yeah.
Because all of my mom's three sisters are there, their kids' kids. Like, it's a huge family over there, so.
San Diego was dope.
Love it there.
I've been there.
Yep. I lived there for a year and a half, a year and some change.
Really?
It was great. So.
What was the name of that beach we was at?
La Jolla Cove?
I think that was the name.
Is that the one that had the seagulls? I'm sorry. What are they called? Sea lions?
I don't remember no sea lions.
Was there a whole bunch of cliffs?
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Did it look like it was like in a really rich area?
It definitely was. It
you
definitely
probably
was.
At La Jolla Cove.
We threw a party at La Jolla. I believe there's, and they different over there. Like, you could tell there's some bread over there.
Yeah.
I think the club closed at, I want to say 1 o'clock. Or two, it was like real early. We're like, what the fuck? We in Cali? Like,
yeah.
But it's some bread out there.
Oh yeah, if you go to La Jolla Cove, that's absolutely super nice.
Yeah.
Very dope scene. If you want to stay out all night, you got to go to Gas Lamp District. You got to go down to downtown.
Oh, really?
Down by the harbor. Yeah.
It's a lot of homeless people in San Diego. Yeah. Then again, you know what? If I was homeless...
Y'all got a lot of homeless people here in Charlotte.
Not like San... Yo, San Diego, like everywhere you look, there was people just laid out, like sleeping on...
This, okay, yeah. But y'all have a lot of gentrification going on here. So
yeah,
probably,
we do.
That's probably not...
Yeah.
That's probably why I don't...
But the thing about Charlotte is the homeless people are all in one area.
They,
like, it's like a small, very small area that they all hang out. Like,
you're
go there, it'd be 50 of them just laid out. Like,
you know what? Leaving work, I see homeless people at the same spots every single day.
Where you at? Around Tryon?
For
like
what?
Uptown? Like,
for work?
For work, yeah. Where you see these homeless people, I
Yeah, I work in Music Factory area.
Yeah.
So I can't even tell y'all the name of the interstate because y'all know I'm still new. But it's just the same spot. It's the same, like, five people who rotate and just hold the same sign.
Yeah.
It's, like, the same, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, San Diego is dope. Like, I really had a good time there. We were there for, like, about a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where all have you traveled, like, in the, just anywhere? Like, where are some of your favorite places?
Ooh. I have been to London. I've been to Cancun. I've been to... Italy, Sigonella, Sicily.
I've been to Italy.
Rome.
Same.
Wales. Wow, I'm thinking. I've been a lot of different places. Wow. Grand Turk, Puerto Rico, Amber Cove. Amber Cove is Puerto Rico, I think. St. Thomas, Atlantis.
Atlantis? I've seen pictures. That shit looks crazy.
It's cool. Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's dope. Y'all, I can't really think of everywhere. I've been a lot of different places. And, of course, stateside. I mean, Miami, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Virginia, here. Texas, California.
Yep.
I still have a lot of different places I want to visit here, for sure, in, like stateside. But, yeah.
I've been to Cuba, Amsterdam, Italy.
Yeah.
Barcelona, DR, of course. That's where every nigga's been to DR.
Gotta go to DR.
Yeah, of course, my country, Eritrea.
Eritrea.
Yeah, I've been to a few places. of course, all over the U.S. Like,
yeah.
Except for that middle area. Like, I don't know. I just, it sounds so crazy. I just literally found out where, Kentucky was at.
I have family in Louisville,
do you?
Kentucky. I was just there a few weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But, of Kentucky's course, Texas, Cali, Seattle, all over the U.S., but that middle area, except for Chicago, Indianapolis, I've been there.
I haven't been those places yet.
Really?
But, okay, you traveling, traveling.
So, overrated, underrated.
Okay.
So, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to say something, you tell me whether you think it's overrated or underrated.
Okay,
with it. You got to tell me why.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Y'all putting me on the spot, y'all. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get to know Paige, because everybody asks, like, yo, I don't really know too much about Paige. And so
you don't.
But we finding out a lot of shit about you today. So,
yep.
New Year's resolutions, overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
I think the same thing.
I'm going to say overrated because I feel like it shouldn't take a new year for you to really just set a goal for yourself.
Right.
I think it's okay to be intentional and have a word for yourself that you want to abide by for like the year. But I think just as far as, New Year's resolution is this, I just don't feel like it takes like a new year. I remember, do you remember when it, like the big thing was, make sure y'all tell me how y'all feel about me now because the new year is about to come and, you know, if you don't let
I'm
me know.
Then
come on now.
Shut up. You really? Ain't cutting nobody
right.
off.
You ain't about to do
new
that
New year,
thing.
New me.
Right. Nah.
Hey, nigga, shut up.
So I don't think it should take a new year for you to, you know, set a goal or do something. Hey. So that's just me.
Nah, I feel the same way. Like, it's so overrated because
they
say about 80% of people don't stick to them. And then the most common one is, of course, people say they're going to be on a diet or I'm going to be in the gym. They say that a lot of people who sign up for the gym.
As someone who goes to the gym, January, February, and March are a bitch. After that, don't nobody really be sticking with
it's
it.
It's free in there, right? You can go to any machine, any treadmill.
It's a free-for-all in there. Ain't nobody in there. So,
all my homegirls would tell me they go to the gym. It's like, it's nothing but a creep show. Like, niggas be in there, like, really be creeps in there.
I try to go to the I will say in my experience, not all the time, but I think because I get just a little bit paranoid, they have like rooms now that are separate for women to go into and work out.
Really?
In Virginia they have this gym called One Life Fitness and they have a ladies room where it has treadmills, weights, all that. So if you just want to go in there, it's just women, you can just work out on your own. And men obviously they're not allowed in there, but
Yeah. Yo, what's up with y'all niggas who be butt-ass naked walking around in the locker rooms? Like,
what?
Yo, man, listen. It be niggas in there who be I don't understand it. I'm like, are y'all, like, just to be butt-ass naked around men is like, it's so weird to me. I know it's a lot. We not too PC on this show, but do what you do, but come on, man. Like, cover the fuck up. Like, if you're going to go in the shower, like, it's one thing, like, if you're in a shower area. Like, we was in, I ain't gonna name the gym, but we in the area where you just putting stuff in your locker.
Yeah.
This dude come out just butt-ass naked. And usually in the YMCA, it used to just be the white men. It's black dudes, everything. Like, this nigga came out butt-ass
naked. Y'all, he said he wasn't gonna say the name of the gym, and he just...
Did I say? No, I said usually in the YMCA.
Oh, okay, I thought that was the gym you were talking about.
Growing up in the YMCA,
I got you
see the white men who would do that. So we used to be like...
Yeah.
But the gym that I'm at now, I'm like, why are you butt-ass naked, my nigga? Like, do people still go to YMCA?
Yeah.
Really? They still open? Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
People still go from time to time.
I just remember that membership used to be so expensive back then.
Yeah, it was. I used to be a member to the YMCA because one of my friends, she was a Zumba instructor, so I used to just support her and go to her classes at the YMCA. But then I was like, I don't want to pay no $50 a month for this.
Oh, that's a good... Zumba. Overrated, underrated?
Zumba?
Yeah.
Ooh. I actually enjoy it, so
do
I
you?
Think it's underrated. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have the right instructor... You got to have somebody who's really going to, like, make you sweat and work. But I think it's a good workout. You have fun. You dance. You shake your hips and do all sorts of stuff. So, I think it's cool.
Dating apps, overrated or underrated?
Overrated? I think it's overrated. I think one of my friends, she actually married the guy she met on the app.
Really?
And they're still, I mean, he's a great guy. So, I mean, she got, I don't want to say lucky, but.
Yeah. It worked for her.
It really did work for her. I've tried it before years ago.
Yeah.
It just, people just wanted to fuck for
That's
real,
it,
honestly.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, I didn't really get anything off of it. I mean, if it works for you, it works for you. Right. I really don't knock it. I mean, if you bored and you just want to swipe left, swipe right, see what's in your area, by all means. But it's just not for me, I guess.
Right. Food trucks. Overrated or underrated?
Ooh, underrated. You find you a good food truck?
Yeah.
I got spoiled because at my job, when I was in Virginia and here, there was a food truck almost every single day. And they
food
had like some
big
of the
in the DMV.
Best. Oh, yeah.
Big. Like
you go to D.C.?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you go by the White House.
Yeah.
They have food trucks probably, every I want to say way. 20 to 30 out there just lined up right next to each other and you can pick.
Yeah.
You got Greek food, Chinese food, Caribbean food, everything.
You get you a good hot dog off of one. Like,
amazing.
Everything on
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
Yeah. You get you a good pretzel.
What?
Like, I've been going to D.C. since I was a kid. I grew up in the Bronx.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, D.C. was, like, literally up the street, like, 4 hours. But we would go there all the time. And
you used to get out the club at 2 o'clock and that hot dog truck was right there.
Yeah.
Of course, you've been drinking a little bit.
Of course. And everything tastes so much better.
Hot dogs was hitting.
Yeah.
People like, oh, look.
What do you put on your hot dog?
Excuse me, sir. Seriously, though. But, yeah.
What toppings do you put on your hot dogs?
Nothing, just ketchup.
Really?
I'm such a picky eater. Oh, my God. I don't like all of that stuff.
Stop.
Dead ass.
Just ketchup?
Just, yeah. Who wants relish and mustard and all that stuff?
I do. I want all
nasty.
That shit on there.
No,
what?
No.
Yo, when you drunk, you come out the club, I want sauerkraut on there.
Mm-mm.
I want chili on there.
No, sir.
I want all the works except for onions on
there. I'll probably do a plain hot dog. Honestly, I'll either do plain or ketchup. I don't need a whole bunch of stuff on there.
That's crazy.
It's nasty. I don't like fruit.
You don't like what?
Fruit. No lies, people.
Yo.
Go ahead and push that button. Go ahead and push that button. Don't like fruit.
We're going to log off on that one, matter of fact, because I never heard nobody say they don't like fruit.
I don't. It's not good.
Really?
What? I don't like the... Okay, let me clarify.
All right.
I don't like the original form that fruit is in. So if you hand me an apple or an orange, I think it's just a texture thing. I'm just not a fan of it.
Really?
If you give me apple juice, orange juice, that's cool.
So how do you get your like fruit intake? Like,
you know what? God has been so good to me, and he's been able to keep me alive with such limited fruit supply in my system.
What about vegetables?
Love them.
Oh, I'm about to say.
So good.
So have you ever tried juicing or like going to a juice bar?
I have. Yeah. That's pretty good. There are some tastes in fruit that I just won't do. Like, I'm not a fan of coconut. I'm not a fan, unless it's Malibu. The coconut rum. I'm not a fan of watermelon. I'm not a fan of bananas at all. Banana flavor, anything, I'm not fucking with
crazy.
It.
This is crazy.
Pineapples, no. I'm more of a strawberry, lime, kiwi.
I wish I could see my face. Like, I'm really surprised and shocked about this. Like, I never heard nobody say they don't like fruit.
No, I just can't.
No, we got
it looks so
juice.
Good. It looks so... I played sports in college, and the moms used to always bring these fruit bowls, and they used to look so good. And I'm like, I cannot fuck with that.
No, you got to start juicing. Like, or just go to a juice bar, get you some.
I used to go to Clean Juice. Clean Juice is good.
Yeah.
I got their little sunrise drink or whatever that is with carrot, ginger, and whatever. That's good.
So if somebody just hands you an apple chopped up, you won't eat it at all? Really?
Nope.
That's crazy.
Mm-mm.
I never heard that before, somebody who doesn't like fruit. Usually, I've met people who say they don't fuck with vegetables. But
I love me some vegetables. The fruit is just not my thing.
Yeah?
Mm-mm.
That's crazy. We should have had that as overrated, underrated, because you would have definitely picked underrated.
What, for fruit?
Oh, no, actually, you would have said
overrated.
Excuse me. That's the alcohol talking.
Yeah.
Shout out to Crown Apple. They got us in here acting crazy.
Y'all. I'm trying to keep my composure.
All right, so anyway. iPhone. Overrated, underrated?
I hope...
I'm going to say underrated.
Same.
Because you can do so fucking much with your iPhone. Like, you don't need no other device. Like, any of my videos, if y'all follow me on my personal page, Mez Drinks and Chill, or the
Mez Black
podcast.
Label.
Yeah. I mean, see the alcohol?
I got you. Don't worry. Go ahead.
My personal page is Mez Black Label.
Pour up another drink.
Straight up. Let's drink. My personal page is Mez Black Label. The podcast is Mez Drinks and Chill. But all my videos, for the most part, shot through my iPhone, edited through my iPhone. Like, I do everything on my iPhone.
Yeah.
I hate Samsung. Like,
yo, I started NC on Scene on an iPhone.
Yeah.
I just, like, you can do anything.
Every fucking thing.
With an iPhone. You can start a business on it. I started, NC on Scene became an LLC on my iPhone. Like,
you could do everything on it. And you ever have, like, because I got a couple friends who are, like, in my group chats, and it'll be one person throws off the whole vibe. Them green texts come through, you're like, why do you, like, why do you fucking have a Samsung?
Exit the group now.
Yeah. And then even if videos, like, on, when I'm looking at their videos on Snapchat or, like, Insta stories or whatever, I'm like, this shit are like surveillance footage. Like, this shit just looks bad.
Terrible. It just makes it awkward when somebody has a Android. I used to have a Note, and I thought that was cool, but I just, I don't know.
You thought it was cool?
I thought it was cool at, like, the time, but, you know, I don't know. Wasn't for me.
The Note. What made you give it up? You just...
I missed the iPhone quality.
Oh, you already had an iPhone and then you went?
I had an iPhone. I tried the Note thing because I thought it was cool and they had the little stylus. So I was like, oh, I can look professional with, you know, using a little stick to write, but...
Right.
Yeah.
So you just like, fuck it, I got to get back to it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember I asked, when Deja was there, I asked her the Titanic movie, is that overrated or underrated?
That movie.
I don't know if you saw it. I mean,
overrated?
I should have asked you. Overrated? I think so, too.
It's over...
I don't fight, like... Who cares about the Titanic, right?
I mean, I'm sorry. Black Lives Matter, next. Like, what?
Speaking of that, we were talking in pre-production how, because earlier I was looking at some stuff, and how do you feel about people always be outraged about, like, who's speaking up as far as celebrities? Like, I hear people always like, yo, Beyonce, Jay-Z, they don't say nothing. It's like, all right, so... I think Jay-Z and Beyonce are better when they're doing shit behind the scenes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion. Because remember last time Jay-Z did come out and say something and he was like, we're beyond kneeling. And they had a fucking heart attack about it. And it's like, do you understand what he's saying? Like, when he's saying we're beyond kneeling, like, we're past kneeling,
right?
He's saying, what's the next step?
Right.
But that shit went over people's heads. They was like, how the fuck you gonna say that? You stepping on what Colin did? And it's like, no, he's not. He's saying, what's the next step?
I think we're absolutely in a time where people are going to be super emotion driven.
Yeah.
And I think that we're so quick to cancel people off of just that shame, off of that straight emotion. I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Cancel culture is the fucking worst.
But I think for me, as far as celebrities are concerned, I think there are absolutely a lot of celebrities that do things behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And because we don't see it, we're like, oh, nah, like, they're not doing shit about it. Like, they're the ones that have the platform and they can network, you know, and do this thing and make it happen. But a lot of people don't really care about the recognition or don't care about all those things. And JC, wow, Crown Apple. Jay-Z and Beyonce have, I think, sent letters to people and made statements and stuff along those lines, which is fine. I think just...
They've done so much. Like,
I think celebrities are doing what they want to do, whether they're part of Blackout Tuesday that happened or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think a lot of them are doing things behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But I think the number one priority should be to focus on yourself and what you can do.
Exactly.
And what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I think I don't really pay too much attention to what celebrities are doing, although I hope they would. But I can take this time to educate myself or protest or do what I need to do to make sure that I'm still a part of... What's happening?
The protesting was making the change. It wasn't what a celebrity did. Like, what the fuck is... Celebrities can't do nothing but... All right, they might bring attention to an issue, but the people who can really go out there and do the groundwork and really change shit are the people protesting. Like, that's who was doing the shit.
Yeah. I think protesting is a great conversation starter.
Yeah.
I think it's good to bring the awareness, just like Black Lives Matter movement is a good way to start the conversation. I think that people now need to take the next step and be like, okay, so what are we asking for?
Yeah.
And when we're asking for these things, are we really educated on what we're asking for?
Yeah.
So it's just, I think you have to be a little bit more intentional with it. I think you can protest, which is great. Again, I'm not knocking it because I did it.
Yeah.
I think it's just a matter of, okay, so I'm protesting because I want to change for what, though?
Exactly.
I'm not just going to protest because I want a picture with a sign that says I went out here and protested.
Yeah. The optics is cool, but what the fuck are we doing after this? Like,
what am I trying to drive here?
You're saying the same exact thing Jay said. Like, we're beyond kneeling. Like, what's the next fucking step?
Yeah.
Like
what are we
going to
do next?
Forever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think, oh my God.
Laws need to change.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. I think one of the topics that I've seen a lot on social media is defund the police.
Yeah.
And I see that. And I'm like, okay, so you want to defund a system that's broken.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the first thing that you need to do is kind of go behind the scenes and really kind of think through the root cause of that and think about the laws that govern them.
Right.
Prime example, if you were to get pulled over for a speeding ticket.
Okay.
And the officer's like, yeah, Mez was going 70 and a 55. Uh-huh. Is the judge going to believe you or they're going to believe the cop?
Cop off top.
All day. So because the laws are, I don't want to say the laws. I guess you kind of like the code.
Yeah.
Is going to be their word over yours.
Facts.
Right? And if you were telling the truth, well, you got to prove it to me.
Yeah.
Right? So I think it's just a matter of, let's kind of go back behind the scenes a little bit. Let's see the laws that govern these police officers. Let's make sure that they're held to the same standard across the board. Let's just not discriminate because, oh, a black cop did this, so he's immediately going to be terminated, where a white cop gets just PTO and he can just sit at home and just wait for us to investigate. You know what I mean? I think it just needs to be some sort of consistency.
Yeah.
There.
No, definitely, because the law is always going to be on the police officer's side. Like,
always. And at first.
Thank God for cameras. Like, we're seeing, like, I think also a lot of people are waking up now because, of course, you hear about it, but when it's literally in front of your face, it's hard to deny that shit.
So let me ask you a question. I know that this is your podcast.
Nah, go ahead.
But what do you think about when a police officer's body cam is on and catches the whole thing?
Yeah.
But then the chief of police says we need to investigate.
What the fuck is there to investigate? Like, that's the thing. Like, they literally are taking the side of the officer no matter what. Because it's a gang. It's like if your kid does something, like you're gonna always try to justify what the kid did. Like, you're always gonna take their side. You wanna protect them, you wanna make sure everything is straight. So of course it's fucked up. Like, we know they're dirty, like it's a gang. They're literally a gang.
Yeah.
And I think it's fucked up with the so called good cops. Like, if you see some foul shit going on and you don't stand up or say something about it, you fucked up just as well. But I do understand, like, once you go against the code. It's like the streets. Like, once you go against whatever the street code is, you a rat or whatever you want to call it. Like, so they all have codes.
I think it's tough because I do know some cops who are really good people.
Yeah.
And I think it's just unfortunate right now that they're guilty by association.
Yeah.
So, of course, you could be really out here protecting and doing what you need to do and just being cool with people. But because you're a part of that tribe, people are like, oh, nah, he a cop, nah.
But what about the black people who are guilty by association? Just because they're black.
Like, I feel you.
What the fuck, nigga?
That's the same thing.
I ain't doing shit. Like, I'm just driving my car. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I getting pulled over? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just really one of those things where you just have to make sure that you're educated, you're speaking on your facts, and you really know what you're getting into, whether you're protesting or whether you're having a conversation with somebody, whether you're going back and forth, or whatever the situation is. I have a coworker who's a white woman, and she was saying, like, hey, I'm going to pull back from this because I really need to educate myself. It's not that I don't care.
Yeah.
So I might be late to the party, but that's only because I'm really taking my time to be intentional with making sure that I can educate myself on what's happening, going back to the 40s, going back to the slavery, going back to these times, to make sure that I can really get a grasp of, wow, like, y'all have really been through some shit.
Nah, a lot of people are waking up.
Yeah.
It's like one of them things that's like out of sight, out of mind type thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if it doesn't affect, because I always use this shit, like, if you see an earthquake in Haiti or whatever, I know it's fucked up. Mm-hmm. I know this shit is, like, I can do something to help. But at the same time, it's like, I got shit going on in my life. I don't got time to donate to Haiti and stuff. But then it's like, nigga, are you wrong for that? Like, yes, if I can throw a little bit of help over there or acknowledge it or something, put some awareness, I should be doing it. Just like as a human being.
But it gets really hard sometimes because kind of like what you're saying, and I think we're all going to be guilty of it, including me, myself. If it's not directly impacting me, of course I'm going to feel, just like you said, that is terrible. That is sad. I'm feeling for the family. I'm praying for them. I'm making sure that, you know, I can support in any way that I can, but I'm really not doing shit about it besides, damn, that's crazy. Let me, you know what I mean? So I think it's great that now we're being more action-based.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time really now to kind of be more logic-driven versus emotion-driven.
Yeah.
At this point, I think it's going to be a slow transition, and that's okay. I think some people are still going to be sensitive to it, and I understand it, because you're seeing black men and women get killed every day for being in a driveway, washing their car, sleeping in the car, walking down the street, whatever the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
I seen this video the other day. Like, the police pulled up, and there's a black, it was somebody filming the black man, like, but you don't know what's going on. The police just pull up, they grab the man, the black man, and they body slam him.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy said, like, yo, that's not the guy, like, he's the one who basically, like, I guess they were coming to see that somebody had a warrant, so they were coming to arrest him. They just automatically slammed the black guy into the ground. I think his ribs broke, and it's like, and the cops were looking like, oh shit, this is not the guy. And the guy that's filming is looking at him like, no. Like, that's not who we called on. Like, it's them guys over there. Like, but they just automatically came on the scene and just body slammed a black dude. Like,
yeah, it's, I think for me, it gets really tough to even just watch and to keep hearing it. And I think even for me, it's not that I don't care, because I care so much about it. I can't keep watching it. I can't keep seeing it.
Yeah.
And I talk to my mom about it every single day. She was a Black Panther. She left her home and did all this other stuff, changed her name, all sorts of stuff. So she's really just into all of this, and she's always been an activist since forever. She's 72 and still volunteers to go to the polls every year.
Did she just have a birthday recently?
Uh-uh.
What was the anniversary?
The anniversary just passed.
I was about to say, you just put them up recently.
I did. Yeah. Okay. They're so cute. Anyway, but yeah, so I think just listening to her and learning from her, I think it's really where I'm getting a lot of my information from.
Yeah.
Of course, still doing my own research, but yeah, I could really go on about this topic and spit facts, but we ain't trying to get all political on here. But
it's dope having you on here, though, man. We got a little more information on Paige.
Yeah,
I appreciate you supporting the podcast too. Anybody you know who want to come on here?
I got a couple people now.
Well, if they got some shit going on, let me
know.
Don't
play, because I'll pull
you
them together.
You can come with them, whatever. You get it. Seriously, you can.
Don't
hit them
get
up
me. Listen. Don't get me started, because all
I
gotta do
anything
is,
I don't mean. If they got something going on and you know they'll be comfortable behind the mic talking, we could definitely have them pull up.
Look, I'm going to send a couple DMs and let you know, because I got people off the top that would love it.
We'll definitely do that. Did you enjoy your time here?
Always.
I appreciate you, Paige.
Of course.
For sure. Anything you want to get off on there?
Listen, we will do this again.
Yeah, anytime, I'm telling you.
We'll just have to shoot the shit and just have fun with it.
We got a little bit more information out of Paige, so...
You did.
Yeah.
Want everything, but you got enough for now. You want to know more, go to NC On Scene.
Yeah, go,
Instagram.
Man. Y'all follow that right now. Yeah. NC On Scene. Like, they're going to, I feel like y'all going to take over North Carolina.
I haven't been as active on it just yet, but it's absolutely coming. Like, I've posted, I was taking some time to just, again, I keep saying intentional, but I guess that's just my word.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that I'm going about it the right way. So definitely some services coming. So get everything you can get out of me right now for free, because it's going to come with a cost later.
Facts, as it should. Like, the price tag, you set it, and then live your life.
You got to know your worth.
That's a fact. So we're going to leave out of here with another song from Ciroc. This one's called Rock With This. And shout out to the DMV area. We appreciate you coming on.
7-5.
All right, we out of here.
You know we clocking it. Get a rush inside his body when he know them bodies. Yeah, no, I don't give a fuck if you don't like me, you gon' rock with us. No, she tryna lock the kid, but she be on that dying shit. Serving all them bags up in the trap, you know we clocking it.